Watch, Venezuelan Migrant Describes Life in Texas Border Bridge Camp. By Randy Clark on September 21, 2021. Del Rio, Texas, Alfredo, a Venezuelan migrant, was released by the Border Patrol after spending 6 days at the outdoor camp under the local international bridge. The camp at one time held more than 15,000 mostly Haitian migrants. Alfredo describes the experience as deadly. Alfredo says the camp lacked security and told Breitbart Texas he was happy to be free. At the time of the interview, Alfredo, somewhat fearful to speak and wore a surgical mask with a pulled-down ball cap to show as little of his face as possible. He says the conditions were horrible until he and his family were moved to an indoor detention facility. In the video, he says it was everyone for themselves in the camp and that he relied on resold food from Mexico. He says the Haitian population made trouble for the Venezuelan and Cubans. Although Alfredo says he was not harmed, others he knew were reportedly robbed. When asked why he came to the United States at this time, he says the conditions in Venezuela forced his decision. On the topic of socialism, Alfredo says it did not happen overnight, little by little until they stepped on all of us. Then there's no way, situation, or nothing to control it. On Monday, Alfredo and his family were released and began their journey to New York. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.